guys. Welcome back to Wine, Crime, and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are together recording on one microphone.
We are extremely close. Like, we are making out.
We didn't realize that on Mac you couldn't use two of the same microphone. So here we are.
Making out.
Using one microphone.
So I apologize if we sound... You're, like, leaning away from me.
Because I don't want to be, like, in your business.
If one of us sounds closer than the other.
Right, and also I don't want to be, like...
Hey, while you're talking. How are you today?
Yeah, so today we have a Teen Mom 2 and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant episode that we're recapping. I feel like this week was a little more eventful.
All right, so let's get into it.
Let's giddy up.
All right, so we're going to start with Teen Mom 2, and it is called Don't Miss the Sunset. I didn't get the number or anything.
So it's 29.
Okay, thank you. Also, so I recorded it, and it opened on, like, the end of Catfish, and it was like, did you see that? Okay, so then they were, like, wrestling in the grass.
Yeah, it was very weird. I guess that it was a good Catfish, like, they wound up being together.
And wrestling.
In the grass.
And recording it.
In the grass.
Should we do that? Okay, so the episode opens with Chelsea, and I'm also, you said that this was your favorite segment on the show, and I wonder why. You did.
Not, like, this part.
Okay, I was just, like...
The part that I told you about. It made me laugh.
It was okay. Literally 2 seconds long. Oh, that's what your favorite part was? Okay. So, anyway, so she says, she opens and says, well, the launch is over, so now I can focus on being a mom.
Right.
And I was like, were you not focused on
that? Which is what you always are.
Yeah. So, it's Aubrey's birthday. Mm-hmm. So, Cole takes Aubrey and friends to a ninja class.
I did notice that, and I was like, isn't it called something different than that?
Like a gymnasium?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just felt it was like so weird. And they're like, ninja. Did you see, like, they're like, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, ninja! Yeah. And I was like,
There's a little
so weird. And then they have cake when they get back. Mm-hmm. And then Chelsea's patting herself on the back for Aubrey's birthday. And then... They go to Chelsea's dad's cabin, which, did you see that view? Ugh. We are so close to each other. It's so strange.
I know. It's so
did you see that view?
Look me in the eyes.
No, but that view.
I know.
I want to live there.
Same.
I wonder where that is.
South Dakota.
Okay, thanks. So then Chelsea starts talking about Adam, and Adam still goes to lunch at Aubrey's school. Cool. And Adam didn't call Aubrey for her birthday, though.
I will say it has been a long time since we've heard anything about Adam.
Right, but now they're just talking about him because they have to. And that's, like, what's annoying to me.
True.
Like, just don't even talk about him. He's, like, irrelevant at this point.
Right.
Like, he's not her dad, pretty much.
True.
I wouldn't be surprised if he called up and said, I want to sign over my rights.
Right, but I feel like he gets a little more relevant at the end of this episode, so I almost wonder if that's why that was prompted.
I have some comments about that. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So then they're going on a double date, and she...
You can say it. They literally come back from commercial break, and it is Chelsea, and, like, they, like, don't waste any time. They get in the car, and Chelsea's like, if we weren't on camera, I would give you a blowy on the way there.
Also, who says blowy?
I don't know, but it was so funny.
And then she's like, remember the time in the car wash? And he's like, we're on camera.
Yeah.
Oh,
I loved it.
Weird.
It was so uncomfortable.
Did you notice when they were at dinner that they were, like, in a cafeteria?
Right. I feel like it was, like, one of those places that, like, teaches you how to make the meals as you go.
So right.
It's probably, like...
But it was, like...
A kitchen? I know they're, like, at a bar, and there's just, like...
There was, like, a vending machine in the background.
Yeah, I don't know about all of it.
It was weird.
It was weird.
But
I do want to do that.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any places around here that we could do that.
Also, did you notice that the guy is, like... The guy who's, like, teaching them how to cook, he's, like, making a salad. He's, like, this is a bread-infused salad. And he's, like, so pretty much you just cut up this bread and throw it in the salad and mix it.
Like, I didn't catch that.
It was so weird. I was, like... Okay, that's what a bread-infused salad is.
When I think of infusions, I don't necessarily think of throwing bread into a salad.
Right, I was imagining, like, the lettuce tasted like bread.
Bread, right, exactly. Interesting.
But he, like, literally just cuts up this bread. It's not even toasted. It's just straight bread.
It's like Wonder Bread.
Mixes it in the salad.
Ugh.
So.
And then, I'm gonna need you to, like, sit down for this. Some dramatic music starts playing. Can dun, you... Dun, yeah, there dun. You go. Donna calls. And leaves a voicemail. And the friend's like, do you want to just transcribe it? And all she wants to do is talk about Aubrey and the visitation for the month. Whoa. I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, really?
Like, this is where
okay. Like, and Chelsea's like, oh my god, I wonder if he wants to sign his rights over. Yeah, and it's right. Just like, no, like, she probably just wants to talk about Aubrey, who they see, what... They see right, her once a month,
but
right?
In her defense, when somebody when somebody calls me or texts me or whatever, like, leaves me a message that's like, hey, I wanted to know when I could see Aubrey this month, and I also want to talk to you about some other things, immediately my mind's like, oh my god, what are these other things they want to talk about? Am I in trouble? Did I do something wrong? Like, okay. I get anxious about that.
And I get that. But at the same time...
This has been 10 years.
Right. And I'm sure she doesn't want to just, like, be, like, chatting to a voicemail. That's why she says other things.
True.
So that's pretty much it for Chelsea. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
It was pretty boring. All right. So then we go to Jade. So Jade heard her parents were released from jail and she's not sure where they are and doesn't want to talk to them. Wouldn't you want to, like, be like, hey,
no, are you okay? I'd be so over it.
I would just want to know if they're not dead.
If your parents were on drugs your whole life, the way that her parents were, I feel like you'd be so over it. Like,
Jade!
And she has picked up the pieces after them
all the time. And not just them, Sean. So
she probably feels like, if I do reach out, I'm going to start feeling guilty and then, like, take care of them.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. So anyway, she is letting Sean watch Chloe. I spelled Chloe with an H for some reason.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Because she doesn't trust her family. And I was like, well, what happened to the sister that was watching Chloe? Did she had another maternity shoot?
She had a job. Also, wasn't Sean on drugs like 3 weeks ago?
Literally 3 weeks ago. And she just doesn't have anyone to rely on.
No,
and
no, I feel bad that. For I her. I do feel really bad for her.
And then... So she's sitting down with her friend at school, and her friend goes...
Wait, the friend with the eyelashes? Like, literally had these, like, fake eyelashes on, and they were, like, two separate, like,
I didn't notice
two separate
that.
Ways. So on one eye, they're, like, going up, and one eye, they're, like, going out, so her eyes literally were, like...
Oh, dear. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I didn't notice that. I wish everyone could see your face just then.
Same.
And so her friend goes... Is Sean still trying to get in there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ugh.
Disgusting.
Ugh, get in there. Oh, and then we cut to her with another friend from school on the phone with Sean because she got a call from the landlord that of the house that Sean lives in. And Sean has to pay the rent or he will get evicted and sued in 6 days. And she's kind of fucked because she's still on that lease.
Right, like, she'll get sued.
Yeah, so Sean and her. And also, then we find out that Sean's brother and his girlfriend are living there, too, and not contributing.
They haven't paid anything.
Right.
Which, like...
Super strange. Like, I would love to, like, know what kind of people they are. I feel like they're shitty, though.
Probably.
Did you catch when... They're hanging up the phone after, like, getting, like, a little tussle. And he goes, okay, bye, love you. And then she goes, oops.
She, like, hung up.
And I just feel like she's only saying oops because then she feels like the cameras caught her. And I feel like she's still, like, fucking around with him, too.
Oh, for sure. But I didn't know if it was that or if it was, like, oops that, like, she hung up, like, before... She got the love you back in.
I don't know, because, I don't know, she, like, looked directly into the camera and was like, oops.
True.
I don't know, it was weird. And then I wrote, she's everyone's mom, because now she has to fix this mistake, and it's not hers. She has to go and fix her parents' mistakes, and actually be a mom.
Literally.
I feel bad. And then, she was saying that he has to pay $1,500, which is, like, 2 months' rent, and then also their late charge. And I'm like... How much is their rent? Because right. That should be very affordable for 2 months and a late charge.
Literally.
So she ends up paying it, even though she was, like, going back and forth for a while.
Which is ridiculous.
And she calls Sean and she's like, hey, I paid your rent. And he goes, well, thanks. Now I don't have any water or gas. They shut that off, too. And then she's like, well, what the fuck? And then Sean has the audacity, audacity to say that she's being rude.
I know.
That it's like, she just paid your rent. She's offering for you to come stay in her house. She's
trying to, like, figure out a plan for you, and you're just being an asshole.
Right. He's just, like, being stupid and defensive because he knows he fucked up.
Which is always the case with him. He gets very defensive when he's wrong.
So annoying.
Yeah.
And then we move on to Stinky Brianna. Ugh. And this one I actually, like, I don't hate her that much in this. So, she still hasn't been talking to John. Shocker. But they just fucking break up. Just rip the band-aid off. Break up. Poor stop. John. Stop not talking to each other.
He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. And then Lewis comes by to see Stella because he's going
Stelita.
Back. Yep. Going back into trucking. And Brittany goes, he never said hello, so why is he saying bye?
I do love Brittany, I will say. She, like, cracks me
I
up.
Also love her.
And I feel like she is definitely more sane and, like, more, like, realistic than Brianna a lot of the times.
And Roxy.
Yeah, she's gotten better. She used to be nutso.
She still is, though, I feel like. But Brittany's the one that, like, holding them all together, I feel like.
But I still find it weird that they're, like, all gonna live together for, like, ever. Until the end of time.
Yeah, so strange. I would kill myself if I live with my family that long. I didn't know that Brianna was opening a beauty studio.
Same, that, like, just, she just threw that right in this
And it
episode.
Looked very good. Like, I remember she was saying that she was going to school because, like, in the future she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, surprise, I opened a beauty studio. Or, like, I'm going to, it's almost done.
Right.
And then she gets a text from Lewis.
Mm.
And he wants to borrow money from her.
Mm.
$1,500 worth of money. Mm. And his, what he wants to spend it on is a truck, a GPS, and medication?
Right, I'm like, how much are you buying a truck for?
Are you buying a Hot Wheels truck? Like, I'm confused. Okay. Also, did you notice that, like, when she was whitening her friend's teeth, she wasn't wearing gloves?
Ew.
Yeah.
I didn't, but yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Also, doesn't his phone have GPS?
No.
Like, what?
He has a Razor, clearly.
Do you have?
An Envy Touch.
Which...
They're coming back.
They're bringing the Razor back.
Yes. I won't get it,
I won't be getting it, but...
It's not an iPhone.
I'll go look at it.
Because I'm a snob.
Same.
Anyway, so then... Brittany... I don't know. Brianna goes back and forth for a while, and she's like, I don't know if I should send him money, but, like, I guess I will. And then they get back to, like, their apartment, and Roxanne calls Stella Dima? Did you catch that?
Mm-mm. She but doesn't it, that mean something in Spanish?
I don't know, and I'm gonna look
it
up
means,
right
like,
now.
I think that means, like, little girl or
something. Like, I don't know.
I don't know, but I think that it is, like, a little, like a pet name in Spanish.
Hmm. And then Brittany, so, then, Lewis is there. He comes there to hang out with Stelita, Dima, Stella, whatever. And so they're just sitting there, and... Brittany comes over and she's like, okay, like, I have to feed you or, like, change your diaper or something to, like, the fucking baby. But meanwhile, two parents, very, like, you know, capable parents are sitting there right. And Brittany's the mom.
Right.
So strange.
But that was clearly just a way to get, like, the two of them alone to chat.
Okay. You I didn't think I mean? Of it like that. I was like was really
probably,
bitch.
It was probably production being like, okay, we need to, like, clear the room and just have them to have this conversation.
Okay. So then Brianna has to go and pick up Nova. So she's like, okay, you go stay with your daddy. Stella. And then Stella starts, like, throwing a fit. So Lewis is then like, all right, I'm out. Like, and just, like,
so
leaves.
Weird.
And then Stella's so cute, though, because he's like, okay, love you. And she goes, I love you.
She is really cute.
She's so adorable.
She got so big, though. I noticed.
Oh, yeah, like, real quick.
Not though, but, like, I noticed this episode how tall she was.
Mm-hmm. She's big. Like, yeah,
she's
for
sure.
She's
grown up so much.
And then, so, Brianna and Brittany are in the car driving to pick up Nova, I'm assuming. And Brianna's... Nova. Nofa! And then Brianna's crying. And this is the part that I feel bad. Like, I definitely, like, don't think that Brianna's a bad mom. I think that, like, she definitely, like, because she has shitty baby dads. Like, Lewis is shit. What was the other one? What's
his name?
Devon. He goes back and forth a lot. And I think that Brianna always still, like, wants them in her kid's life, even if she is unhappy with them. She never is, like, spiteful. But
I feel so different. I feel she is exactly spiteful. Like, I feel like she is 100% spiteful, because she wants them in her kid's lives only on her terms and on her conditions. You can only be in my kid's life if you come to my little fucking ass apartment and come see them. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to take them. You're not, like, they're still her, like, those kids' parents, and they don't get a chance. And I feel like that's been the case with Devon from the beginning, and I don't think he would have been as much of a mess from the start if he had her every other weekend and they had, like, a routine and a schedule. I think she does what she can to prevent those kids from honestly being with their dad, and then just wants to sit there and be like, well, they could have come here and seen them, like, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, but a parent shouldn't have to go to the ex-parent's house just to see their kid.
I just wonder, like, does she not have a dad her whole life, do you know?
So that, I feel like, is, like, a very big, like, question mark, because remember Devon, like, threw that in her face one time, like, about her not having a dad.
I'm pretty sure that's when Roxanne got on the table.
Yeah, I think her dad died, but I don't know if, like, he was in her life prior to that.
Okay.
I'm sure that's part of it, and I'm sure that it comes from a place of protecting her kids, but, like, you can't expect everybody to conform to all the things that you think are okay and want. Like, you're not the only parent, and you don't give these people an opportunity to parent. At least Devon, I feel that way.
Okay.
Lewis, but also I'm only seeing what I see on...
I just wonder if her dad was around and if maybe he had a substance abuse problem, and that's, like, that triggered her. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't
know. Maybe. But I just feel like from the beginning when Nofa was born, this has always been an issue. It was Devon could only see her if he came to her house. Mm-hmm. And I remember it being an issue on Teen Mom 3. And, like, he'd be like, I want to bring her to my family's house. She's like, she ain't going to your family's house. Like, that's her family, too.
Right. Right. And I remember that being a problem with Nova because she's, you know, she's black and Brianna's not. And, like, her whole hair thing. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah. And, yeah. So... I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're never going to know really about her childhood or anything.
I agree, but that's one thing that really annoys me about her, actually.
Yeah. So then she gets home, and she's talking about how Lewis is a waste. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree with her on that. I definitely think he's a waste, but I don't understand why Roxanne is defending him in a way and saying he's not a waste. We'll just see how it turns out.
Because at the end of the day, that's her kid's father. And if you're talking like that, like, your kid is going to pick up on that. And I don't think that
her
that's
her kid
healthy.
Wasn't even in the room, though.
I know, but if you're talking like that, then that's how you feel about him. That's how you're going to talk about him.
Fine.
Like, she's just trying to be like, this isn't about you. Like, this is about your kid. Like, you did the right thing. And that's what it was about.
Oh, she definitely did the right thing. She did the right thing. I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's more so what Roxanne was defending, was the fact that, like, don't feel like you regret that. You definitely did the right thing. And, like, saying he's a waste is not fair. Maybe he'll provide. Like, you don't know. Maybe he won't.
Do you think he will?
Probably not.
Yeah, I doubt he will.
But that's still your kid's parent. And you're gonna tear your kid apart the more you talk bad about the other parent.
Yeah, I get that. Alright, so that's pretty much it for Brianna. And then we're going into Kale. So Kale's kind of split into two because she, like, had her own little part and then she was with Leah, but we're not going to go to the Leah one yet. So Kale is settling into her new house. Then she says that her dog is sick and I straight up cried.
I cried.
And I was, like, holding my dogs.
I was, like, sad for her.
So her dog's sick, so her dog's in, like, the emergency vet, and they were going to keep him over the weekend, and Kale had to go to the VMAs. So she's still going to go because her dog is there. Oh, jeez. Throwing my phone at you. Did you notice that Kale's hair is dark now? I'm not sure how I feel about it. I feel like it washes her out.
I wish it had just a little more dimension. That's all. I don't know what that means. I like the dark. Some highlights or something.
Okay. So then we cut to Leah. And the first thing that she says in her segment, do you remember this? get off my phone. What if I get a text from your dad that I don't want you to see?
But she was talking to the twins.
Right. And the twins are like, you don't even like my dad. You don't even text him. And then Addie's like, she likes my dad.
And, like, looks out the window.
Yeah. See, that's cute. I find that so funny. I know you don't like her. I'm sorry. Then she's talking about, she's like, I haven't seen Jeremy since I got back from Hawaii. That's been months. And then she so annoying. And then she drops Addie off at Jeremy's, and she also walks into the house, which I found a little weird. But I guess if they're fucking, it's not weird. Mm-hmm. And then they're sitting at the table, and Jeremy's like, so we're going out to dinner tomorrow.
And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you don't ask? Like, what if I had plans?
Right. I feel like they're so weird. And who knows, he may have, like, texted and, like, they said something about it and then, like, had to talk about it.
Maybe. And then, Leo won't shut the fuck up about how disappointed she was that he didn't go to fucking Hawaii. And I'm sorry, but, like, why would you just, like, not show up for work just to go on vacation with your ex-wife and your child? Minute. Like, it's just stupid. Like, you can't be mad at him for, like, you know, providing for his daughter and himself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just ridiculous.
And maybe you.
Also, do you think that Leah got work done?
I don't know. I just think that maybe she, like, got her shit together and, like, looks better. The darker hair definitely looks better on her.
I agree. But there was the one part when she's, like, giggling over the fucking kitchen counter with Jeremy, and I'm like, her face looks, like, plastic to me.
Oh, I'm sure she has Botox.
Yeah, okay.
They probably, like, all have Botox.
I would get Botox
if I... get Botox if I could afford
100%.
It.
100%. How much is Botox?
I don't really know. I feel like it's not that expensive, but it's, like, one of those things, like, I don't have that kind of money to just be, like, tossing
but
around
also,
into my forehead.
Where do you get Botox in West Virginia? That's what I'd like to know.
I feel like Morganville is, like, a very, like...
It's a college town.
Yeah. So there's probably, like, shit around there.
So anyway, they're done at the house. She's on FaceTime now with her friend, and she's like, I don't know if I want a relationship. Like, what the
she's
fuck?
She's just saying that.
She's saying that because he's giving...
She doesn't
want to look
stupid.
Exactly, but she already looks stupid. And her friend's like, I don't think you should go backwards, blah, 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 blah. You already were married to him. And I don't think she should either because, like, she's mad that he was at work when they could have been on vacation.
Right.
And that was, like,
they
the same
a,
problems they had when they were married.
Yes, you already had a bad relationship.
Right.
You're just going to confuse your kid more.
Because now your kid's older and will remember.
Right. Which you already have confused her enough right now.
Literally. She's so annoying. So she's getting ready for her date with Jeremy. And then he calls. And I feel like this was made up, though, in a way. And he's like, sorry, I can't come. I'm at the hospital with my grandpa. Or first he says, I'm in the ambulance with my grandpa. And then he calls her and he's like, yeah, we're at the hospital now. And then the producer goes, she gets off the phone, the producer goes, so there's no dinner? Like, are we going to eat at the hospital cafeteria? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so. And then her and Kale go to New York. And they're getting their makeup done,
which
yada,
Leah's
yada, yada.
Horrible.
Oh, I did make a comment. I said, Leah's makeup looks orange as fuck.
It looked so bad.
So bad.
And, like, greasy.
A clown. A straight up clown.
It was bad.
And this is where I feel horrible for Kale.
Ugh, I literally was crying.
Because Kale got the call from her vet. Like, she didn't even put it on speaker. Like, she half did, and then she found out it was bad, and then took it off speaker. And that's how you know it's pretty legit. So it turns out that Bear has a mass on his spleen, and the vet thinks it's cancer, and they'll probably have to put the dog down. Yeah. And she's had Bear since, what she said, Isaac was 2, and he's gonna be 10, so quite a bit. Also, way too young to, like, die.
Yeah.
Hello.
No, I agree.
Yeah, so I feel really bad.
That was sad.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it for Teen Mom 2.
Yeah, I think that's it for that episode.
Yeah.
So now we're going to jump into Teen Mom Young and Pregnant.
Great.
Which also was called Perfect Family. I don't know why.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's Brianna. I'm sorry, Rachel.
Okay.
It's Rachel.
Okay.
With her dad.
Right. All right, so we start off with Kayla. And Kayla still hasn't heard from Stefan since he didn't show up for their meeting.
Which was weird that he didn't show up.
So weird.
Especially since he was bitching to the cameras.
So strange. But he wasn't on this episode at all, which is good because I fucking hate him. No, I hate him. And then Kayla's at the doctor's appointment and she finds it. Well, she doesn't find out the gender. She doesn't find out the gender, but Luke's sister gets the special envelope. Mm-hmm. She said she has the golden ticket. Mm-hmm. And Luke's sister is going to be throwing them the party. And then she starts talking about how Luke wants to go to college somewhere else and she doesn't want to leave because she can't go to a different doctor.
Yeah, I feel like she was saying that in, like, the first place, but probably because, like, she's this far into her pregnancy, like, then she's gotta go find a new doctor, like, it's a whole hassle.
I feel like it's not that hard.
I feel like it is. I feel like it's, like, a very intimate doctor that, like, I don't know, I wouldn't want to just, like, I wouldn't want to have to uproot myself if I didn't have to a new state, go find another doctor, go find another hospital, like, have my kid there. What if my mom can't come out? Like, you're there all by yourself with this. How do you know if it's a good doctor or not? This is probably her doctor who delivered her first baby.
Yelp.
I guess. I just...
I don't even know if they do that for doctors.
Right. Probably.
I never looked.
It's a business.
I'm lucky that, because when I moved out here and got a doctor, I, my doctor that I, like, picked online that was just covered by my insurance is, like, super great.
But and you just never know.
No, I just got lucky.
Especially an OBGYN. Like, that's, like, a very...
My OBGYN is also great.
That's, like, a very personal doctor.
Yeah. Anyway, so Kayla's worried about being alone and only doing online classes if they move and being stuck with two kids while... Luke. I always forget his name.
I
forgot it in the last episode, too. While Luke is out, like, living his best life at college. And I get that.
I do, too. And you're, like, alone.
I get that. Family. Yeah. And that's how I felt when I moved out here first. So I get it.
But, like, imagine, too, if you were, like, home all the time.
With two children.
Kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And your significant other is, like, in college.
Like, literally acting his age, your age, and you don't get to
playing
do that.
Playing a sport. That's gotta be really difficult.
Yeah. So then Luke goes to talk to his coach. And his coach goes, I don't know if you want, do you want to say it?
I forget.
You gonna be a das crazy!
I forgot about that. That was so weird.
And they, like, start talking about, like, his different choices that he can have for school, and he's just kind of, like, bullshitting, I feel like. It wasn't any conversation with substance to me.
True.
And then Luke and Kayla are out to eat, and Kayla starts, you know, expressing her concerns about not being able to make friends, and blah, 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 and Luke goes, I'll bring the friends to you, and she's like, I don't want you picking out my friends for me. And he goes, I'm gonna bring the party to our new place, and she's like, with two kids.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, whatever. And then I think what Kayla said next was, like, very mature. I think she goes, I don't want to have a say in this decision because I don't want you to resent me later. Mm-hmm. And I definitely, like, I really like that because it's true.
A lot of people wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I would be like, no, you're doing this because I want you to do this. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I'm married, so, like, I feel like it's a little bit different. But if I was in a relationship, like, that's, you know what I mean? They can leave at any time.
I feel like most people would be, like, salty about it or, like, upset if they chose what they didn't want them to choose.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was, like, pretty much Kayla. All right, and now we're going to move on to Rachel. Do you want to say anything about her hair?
Oh, God. It's so bad. It's like they didn't have enough product of red to put on, and it's just splotchy.
At first, like, from the first scene from, like, far away, it just looked like very bright fire engine red.
Yeah.
And then they did, like, the close-up, and it was, like, pink, but
and
also, like,
and...
her natural color, and it was just
bad.
It was, like, what we did back in the day in high school.
Literally in high school.
Yeah. So Rachel talks
to
her.
Which
I guess is her. Right. Rachel talks to her dad. But yeah, we didn't live in a trailer, though. We had a little more money for another box of hair dye. So Rachel's talking to her dad, who just got out of jail. He wants to come visit, blah, 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 blah. And her friend's sitting there while she's on the phone. Her friend goes, your dad seems really nice. I'm like, I wonder if Rachel has even, like, met her dad in real life.
Right.
Like, he might seem nice. It doesn't make him, like...
From one phone call.
Person. Then I noticed that Emerson's basically moved in. Emerson's, like, there to stay. And then we cut to Mallory. And this part...
Why are they showing Mallory alone? I don't understand.
Because she has the drama.
I know, but she's not, like, a character. Like,
it's like a two-for-one.
I know, it is.
So we cut to Mallory at, like, lunch or whatever with a friend. So she isn't ready to be a mom, and she wants to sign over Emerson to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I'm getting very Janelle-y vibes from this.
Same. Almost, like, worse, though.
Oh, so much worse, because Janelle, like, at least, like, would watch her kid during the day.
And, like, lived there.
Mm-hmm. Mallory's, like showing Mallory up once a week. Where is Mallory
living? Like, she doesn't have a job. She doesn't
Yeah, she's talking about how she can't provide for her kid, yet she's out she's to lunch. To. She right. is drinking at bars. Like,
but they pay for your meals.
What, MTV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's fine, but, like... But still, your hair is a different color. Like, you're obviously spending money on things. Like,
right.
I'm sure a box of fucking blue hair dye would equate to the same price as maybe, like, some diapers.
Some actual baby wipes and not a little packet.
Dollar store.
Like, I just... She's awful.
Literally.
And the way she was talking, I was like, wow, what a fucking brat. Like, she's, like, saying how, like... I forget even exactly what she was saying, but, like, the thing she was saying, I was just, like...
Selfish.
Kidding? Yeah.
Like, okay.
She's I'm... like, I just want to do what I want to do, and, like, yeah, it's just so unfair what she's doing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it was ridiculous. And, the thing that you might be thinking is of, I'm trying to, like, word vomiting. She says, since she came around to love her mom, then her daughter can also come around to love her, because her mm-hmm. mom wasn't around either.
And that pissed me off.
Like, what? I don't understand. Then we're cutting to a scene of the mother. Do you remember the mom's name? Yeah, me neither. The mother.
Cindy.
Same. I don't know why. Maybe it is that. And Rachel, just hanging out. And Rachel's like, my dad wants to come see me. And her mom's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, he's not going to come here. And see... This is the thing. When this show started, I was like, Rachel's gonna be a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel is the most sane out of the entire family. Like, it's just... It's ridiculous. And she's like, well, why wouldn't he come? Like, well, we gave you another chance. Like, why can't we give him a chance, too? Like, yeah. You were barely around, and her mom was making excuses and saying she wasn't on drugs. Yada, and her yada, mom's yada.
Like, she's like, I was around more than him. She's like, once a year? She's like, I was still around more than him. I'm like, once a year?
Oh, my God. And then she, like, blames her mom for her not being around. It's just so strange.
I know.
So then Mallory comes back. And she's like, what's up? I'm really hungover in my overalls.
And my friend has her orange monster.
Yeah. No, it was a Java.
Oh.
It was Java. I like that one, actually.
Also, her friend still had, like, perfect makeup on. I was like, did she get up and do her makeup?
Probably.
Or, like, sleep in it?
Probably. So the mom, Cindy, we'll just call her Cindy for now.
What is her name?
I don't know, but the mom is still taking care of Emerson, even though Mallory is in the house. Like, the mom picks up Emerson and she's like, all right, I gotta make a bottle.
Yeah.
Sit down. I'll make the bottle.
Literally.
So strange. This is the thing that, like, that actually bothered me. The mom was like, you know, you need to be around more, like, blah, 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 blah. I can provide for you. I can provide for everyone. You just need to be here. And Mallory starts crying, I guess, and she's saying right. she's not crying, and she's saying that she missed her like, baby.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
And it was just a very weird situation.
Stephanie?
That's her mom's name?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I, like, wonder if Emerson's dad is at all in...
No, because you remember when Rachel was giving birth and she was saying that she didn't want... her whichever dad is the dad to be around, and Mallory was like, yeah, so and so wasn't there either, like, it's much better off, you're better off without that person. So no, I don't think that he has anything to do with him.
I'm which sure is he'll come out of the woodwork soon,
yeah, for the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Funny. I'm just like, get really over this show, I feel like.
I know.
Then we go to Kiaya, Kaya, whatever. So she's giving birth in the living room.
I literally cried watching her in her labor pain. I'm dead serious. Like,
really?
When I was watching earlier, I literally cried because I was like, oh my god, that's gonna literally be me. Like, that is how I sound when I cry. Like, I have that, like... But I'm like, I really, I know it's gonna be me. I'm going to be a miserable mess.
It was just so uncomfortable how they opened up this scene, and she's just, like... fetal position. Yeah, like, in the living room. So then the mom is driving the girls,
which I really like her mom.
Oh, I 100% agree. Really like, but I just found it funny how she's like praying and driving with her hazards on. So then Kiaya is still being dramatic. I'm sorry, Kaylee. I'm sorry. I know you're going to be like that, too.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was. She's
okay,
the only...
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Everybody, we are going to have a podcast episode the day Emily's in labor giving birth. I can't wait for it.
But every other person on the show is not, like, freaking out.
Because what do you see?
The whole thing.
Do you?
Yes.
I am telling you, it's going to be misery. And it's scary.
Oh, no, I'm definitely scared of it, but, like...
And it hurts. She was not being dramatic.
She was being dramatic. She was like, aah!
She got her epidural, and she's, like, chilling. Mm-hmm. Like, she was cool.
Yeah.
She can't feel shit below her fucking...
And that brings me to my next thing. She was just doing makeup to pass the time. Mm-hmm.
Which was weird.
So then she's, like, ready to push. And Tieza is, like... It looks like she was licking her forehead the whole time.
It
she was like,
so weird.
But I guess she was kissing her, apparently.
Right.
But it looked like she was a
mom's like,
dog.
Just kiss her forehead.
It looked like she was a dog, like, licking their water bowl.
Literally. And there was, like, a spot, because she had a head wrap on.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there was a spot, like, on her lower forehead where, like, her actual forehead was there. But, like, T.A.'s just, like, kissing her hair.
Ew.
It was so weird.
I didn't notice that part. And then, Amor Armani...
Amore
Gucci.
Amore
Michael Kors.
And he had two last names, I think, too.
Yeah, I think he had her last name and the actual dad's last name. That's what
Do
I
think.
That's
or
what
was
I.
It
her last name is Elliot. I saw Elliot, and I forget the other last name.
Do you think it was the dad's, or do you think it was Tiesha's?
Do you think it was Tiesha's? I feel like you think it's Tiesha's.
I don't know. I don't know what her last name is, but I do know that they just got engaged. Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe it's the dad's. I think that would be great if it were, but I don't see her giving that kid the dad's last name, that's all.
Yeah. But maybe they talked about it. I don't know. Whatever. We'll find out. Or maybe we won't, but I feel like we will. And then, so, Kiaya Kaya's mom wants to call Xavion's mom
mm-hmm.
to let her know that the baby is here.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is probably the right thing to do. Because this mom, like, okay, maybe she doesn't get along with Kaya.
But Kaya
she
is irrelevant.
At this point, yeah.
Yes.
And she did express that she wants to be in this baby's life.
Mm-hmm. It's her grandchild. At first she was
definitely, like, a little mad. And then she was like, okay, I need to suck it up because I need to be in this kid's life.
Right, and she has the right to know that her grandchild was born, mm-hmm. just as the dad has the right to know. Like, they mm-hmm. should not have to come to you and ask you. Like, I actually thought she was so wrong on this.
Right.
When she's sitting there like, no, they can reach out to me knowing when the due date is and blah, 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 and ask if the baby's here yet. Like, that's not how this works.
Babies don't come on their due dates 90%
no,
of the time,
like,
I feel
like.
Like,
sit there and be like, that's just inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you should be reaching out.
Yeah.
That really annoyed me, actually.
Yeah, Kaya doesn't want her to, and Tieza says that she should.
Yeah, she agreed with the mom.
Yeah, and that's pretty much where we left them. Yeah, I was definitely bothered by that, too, because I just feel like, send her a fucking text. You don't even need to call her. Just be like, hey, the baby's here.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big of a deal, I feel like.
Send, like, a picture of the baby and his name.
Anyway, so then we go on to, Ashley. And Ashley is planning a girl's trip to Vegas for her birthday. And the thing that I remembered was, isn't Barr's mom in Vegas?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm like, Not that they're gonna, like, hang out. I'm here to celebrate a birthday!
That was so funny.
And she talks about going to Vegas and bringing some booty shorts.
Oh, that's what she said? I thought she said some blue shorts, and I was like...
What?
Specifically.
No. Ashley wants to hoe it up with some booty
she
shorts.
Does.
I hope that when we go to Vegas, she'll be there.
I know. In booty shorts.
Blue booty shorts.
Blue booty shorts.
So then, yeah, she's talking to... No, she's not talking to... Yeah, she was talking to her mom about going to Vegas, right? Yeah, she's talking to mom.
Tells her not to get pregnant. Again.
Yeah. And then Barr and Ashley are going out to lunch. And I guess Barr had Holly before. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting there and he's like, Holly, yo, you want a high chair? His kid can barely speak fucking English. And he's asking the kid if she wants a high chair. And she's like, gaga, goo goo. Like, I don't fucking know what you're fucking saying. Like, what? That was funny. And then Ashley gets there. And Holly's acting up. And Barr goes, I don't understand why she's being such a baby right now. Maybe because she's like 16 months old and she technically she still a baby. Like, I don't understand. And then Ashley kind of starts having that conversation with him about how do you feel that everyone else in your life is like moving on and advancing in their life and you're just kind of chilling. And she's like, in 9 months, I'm graduating. Or no, she said, I'm graduating a 9-month program in 4 months. What are you doing in 9 months? You're not getting your GED. You're not getting anything. Did you see that he started kind of getting teary-eyed?
Mm-hmm. I did.
And coming from someone that's gotten their GED and, like, felt behind, I definitely understand where he's coming from. And I understand his hesitation as well. Because when I dropped out of high school, I didn't start going... And to, like, even start getting my GED until I was, like, 20.
Did you have a job?
Oh, yeah. But I was, Barr doesn't have a job. But, like,
did
I...
Did you have a kid?
Yeah.
No.
No. I didn't have a kid. But I understand his hesitation because you feel kind of like if you ignore it, it'll go away.
I think a lot of people have... at least one specific thing in their life that they feel that way about. Like, if sure. you ignore it, it'll, like...
Go away. It doesn't away. Go away.
It doesn't, but, like, it makes you less stressed.
Mm-hmm.
However, he doesn't have a job. He, like, doesn't have his GED. He has a child that needs supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has so many things where, like, I, like, almost lose my empathy because, like, you're not trying at anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that. Like,
at
least get a job at, like, fucking McDonald's. Like, yeah. You don't need a high school diploma for that.
Granted, he's on a TV show that I'm sure he's making okay money on. But, like, you can't count on that forever.
But, yeah, so he definitely got upset about that.
He definitely did.
I understand that. So anyway, then Ashley is talking to her mom and she's asking if she could, didn't we ever talk about this? I don't know. Well, she's asking her mom if she can watch Holly while she's in Vegas. And her mom said, Pastor T goes, oh, like, why can't Barr?
Oh, this is great.
Barr can't watch Holly when Ashley's in Vegas because his whip blew up.
He don't got no whip.
She's like, I thought he had a car. And she's like, nah, it blew up.
Like, okay,
is he okay? Like, when I think of blown up, I'm like, oh my god, like, it exploded. and that was pretty much it. Boring. Then we go on to Brianna. I know. Brianna has not heard from Brayson's dad. She did hear... Oh, I put heard from Brayson's mom. No, she did hear from Brayson's dad's girlfriend. And apparently, Brayson's dad, this is according to the girlfriend, doesn't want to be in his life, but just wants to send money. And now, Brianna is all upset, and she's like, I expected this to be different, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, if I recall correctly, last episode, she was saying... I wish I could have slept with myself and impregnated myself.
Right,
so
like,
then Brayson didn't have a dad.
However, I can see it probably, like, feeling differently, like, once you actually find out and, like, can, like, personalize that person. And then it's, like, you want for your kid. Because Brianna's dad wasn't really in her life, right?
Yeah, when she called him.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, this message is for so-and-so.
Yes.
Hi, this is Brianna. anyway.
So, like, I think maybe that, like, maybe it's coming from there, but it totally annoyed me how she's, like,
mm-hmm.
last week was, like, wanted nothing to do with him having a dad, and now all of a sudden she's so hurt about it.
So strange. I just don't understand. So she's, like, pretty much blowing up Brayson's dad's phone now, like, calling him saying, I'm trying to reach you, like, you could text me back or not, I don't know, like, whatever. And then she hears back, and he confirms that the girlfriend's correct. He wants to just send money and not be in Brayson's life.
Oh, he did? I thought that she only heard from the girlfriend.
No, again. He confirmed it. And she goes, oh, like, it sounds like the girlfriend has more of an influence than I thought because he just said this, that, and the other thing. Yeah. And then Brianna's like, he's a little bitch and his girlfriend's insecure. And then the girlfriend texts Brianna again and she's like, leave us alone, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And then Brianna starts venting to her mom and her mom's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And like, I find that so weird because like, he reached out to her.
Right. Like if Brianna approached him and was like, hey, I think you're the dad, can take this DNA test. And he says, I don't want to be in the life. Okay, fine. But if you're the one reaching out to her and saying, I think I might be your kid's dad, she didn't even think it was him.
No. And then all of a sudden it's like, he even said to her, he was like, I think I could be the dad. And what was the other thing he said? He was like, oh, I didn't have my dad in my life.
So I want to be in his life. And she's like, are you sure?
It was very weird.
Yeah, so I guess I definitely feel like the girlfriend has an influence because I guess they have a child. And I feel like, okay, I feel that this girlfriend might be insecure and she might be like, well, we have a kid together. Why do you want to also be in this kid, like, this kid's life? And this is, like, technically your firstborn and yada, yada, yada. And probably getting a little jealous, not only for herself, but for her child.
Yeah. But, like, I just feel as though, how would she feel if the roles were reversed?
I agree.
Like, that's just a shitty thing to do and a shitty way to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that's all that really happened in that episode.
Yeah.
We have a 2-part episode coming up next week, which will be Jodi Arias, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. We're going to be uploading the first part on Monday, and the second part is going to be up on Wednesday. So yeah, I'm very excited about that one. I think it's going to be a good one.
I'm also very excited.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. You can tune in every Friday for a new reality TV episode. Right now we're covering Teen Mom 2 and Teen Mom Young and Pregnant, which is coming to an end slowly.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Same. I don't even want to watch it anymore.
Same. It's just a hassle. So we'll be definitely having some new reality TV coming soon, which is really exciting. Especially in January, we have some exciting things coming.
We're going to be a little busy.
We're going to be very busy.
Yeah.
We may need to even upload a, like, extra episode here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And then we are here on Mondays for a true crime episode. Which it seems like you guys are really liking the true crime episodes.
Yeah, you guys are so not into Teen Mom. And that's fine. It's coming to an end. We're over it. We are also over it. So,
we get it.
Yeah, literally.
But, yeah. It seems like you guys are really liking the true crime episodes. And it seems like you really liked our 2-parter true crime episode.
I feel like it also seems like they like it when we just chat.
True. True.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much anywhere that you can listen to podcasts. And
please review us.
Yes, give us reviews. It really helps. We're so sad.
I know. We see everyone listening. Please review.
And give us like a few stars. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and go follow our Instagram. It's Wine Crime TV Time Pod. And we also have a Facebook group that you can go like. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for today's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.